Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Would anti-tourism protests put you off going on holiday? Because they've erupted across parts of Spain, Portugal, and also in areas around Italy, calling for a curb on the number of tourists travelling there. And Stephen Bergen is a freelance journalist in Barcelona. You were reporting from one of the protests in Barcelona yesterday, Stephen.
That's right, I was, yes. The basic theme of it was they're not saying no to tourists, but saying fewer, please. With an emphasis on the impact that the sort of massive increase of tourism we've seen in the last 10 years or so has had on the social and economic structure of the city, and particularly on the rising cost of housing.
How peaceful are the protests?
Oh, they're pretty peaceful. I think there were a few smoke bombs thrown, but it got a lot of attention. The last one of these where some tourists were attacked with water pistols, but it's not about attacking individual people. I don't think there's any hostility towards individuals. It's more a feeling of frustration that things are basically out of control and got onto a scale that is not really, isn't manageable, and in fact isn't actually managed by anyone.
Is the message getting through, Stephen?
I don't think so, no. I mean, I think, the fact is that travel is very cheap. You can probably find yourself a package holiday in Mallorca that's cheaper than staying home for a week in Dublin. I mean, and certainly there are plenty of cheap flights. I think, the big difference is that if you go on a package holiday to resort, no one complains about that, because resorts, they exist for tourism, whereas the recent rise, and now it's probably the most popular form of holiday, of these city breaks, is the city is basically designed to cope with its population and not with an extra, in the case of Barcelona, an extra 25 million people a year.
So I can only imagine a lot of people are going to be packing up over the next few weeks, Stephen, to maybe head abroad on their annual holiday to parts of Spain and Portugal and indeed across Italy as well. I wonder how much these anti-tourism protests will actually deter travellers from going.
Probably very little. I don't think, anything is, we had in 2017, we had, a terrible terrorist attack in Barcelona, and that didn't deter anyone from coming. And then, we had a little hiccup with the pandemic. But I think it's more the point of the process is to put pressure on the authorities to try to do something to bring this under control. Although the problem is no one's really quite sure what, because we're all free to travel. And the trouble with these city breaks is that, if you try to book in a hotel and it's full, they tell it's full. Mm. But no one says Barcelona or Venice is full. People just keep coming and accommodate themselves wherever they can.
Stay with us, Stephen. Lucy is joining as well. Lucy, you're joining us from Spain this afternoon, is that right? Have I got Lucy? No, Lucy's line, I think, maybe has dropped, has it? We'll come back to Lucy perhaps in a moment. Daniel is with us. Daniel, do you understand why these protests are taking place, or would they deter you in any way from travelling?
They would make me consider where I'm going to go, yes, because I do understand the background to the protests and why people are upset. So yes, it would be a factor for me, yes.
What would your main concerns be?
My concern is that there's so many people in these Mediterranean countries who are on what they call like a mille euro salary, which literally means that they earn 1,000 a month. Their rent would have been maybe 300, 350, for a small little flat. And now that's costing 900, 1,000 because of the tourism, because of the Airbnb just moving in and literally taking every small unit they can get their hands on. And these people now are absolutely squeezed between what they can earn and what it costs to live there. So I fully understand it, why they're protesting.
Have you been in across parts of Europe when the protests have taken place?
No, I haven't, no.
But it is something when you hear about it in the news and you see it online and you read it in the papers, it's something that would deter you from travelling?
Yes, to those areas where it's very saturated with Airbnbs, yes, definitely.
And why would you be deterred?
Because I think it's very unfair on the residents. I mean, you have people who cannot afford to live in their own town. I mean, say if you work as a waitress or whatever, you know, something in the hospitality industry, you're serving people who come down and you've got to live maybe 30 kilometres outside and take a bus in at whatever, 5 o'clock in the morning to get to work or whatever. You know, it's so discommoding for all these people and just so unpleasant and that they can't live in it. Basically, it's happening all over the world. You get this sort of a factor that everywhere that's nice, you know, people, wealthier people are very mobile, you know, around the world. They can either buy places as holiday homes or take them as Airbnbs and you could say the normal working person is being squeezed out of everywhere that's desirable to live.
So you're very much in support of those protesting, Daniel,
I completely understand it, yeah, where the people are coming from. Yeah, I do indeed.
Do you holiday abroad?
Practically every year we used to go to France a lot and Portugal sometimes, and so all over really.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And just this year you don't intend to travel because of what's happening?
Oh no, that wouldn't impact where I travel to, but it wouldn't impact us traveling in general, but I would think about where I go. I wouldn't pile into an Airbnb down in some area that I know is really impacted by this.
Mm, okay, so that probably rules out the likes of Spain and Portugal and parts of Italy then, so?
Yeah, exactly. A large part of it. If I went there, I would just stay in a hotel and not push people out of their homes.
Okay.
There's all these options available. There's lots of hotels and guest houses and pensions and all that there for hundreds of years, and now the Airbnb is really the factor that changes the picture.
Yeah, okay. So you would be deterred. Another text here from a listener. I certainly would never go to Spain on holidays due to their protest. If they don't want my custom, then fine, they'll never have it. Lucy, you're joining us from Spain.
I am.
Yeah, you weren't.
A lot warmer.
It's a lot of work, and I well believe it's not too bad here today, actually. But can you understand where the locals are coming from?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in the same area. I've been coming to the same area with the kids for the last few years. And even I can see it here. And this wouldn't be, the area I'm in isn't far from a very well-known Irish visited area, but this area isn't. And that's why we go here, because we rent from private villa companies. I used to do Airbnb, but I completely understand why people are protesting. I can see it here. Property prices have gone through the roof in 3 years. And it is pricing locals out of the market. Now, I rent from a local company who employs local people. And this place is privately owned by a Spanish person. I can absolutely see why these people are getting so frustrated. It's a hard one because a lot of these areas rely on tourism as their main economy.
Mm.
So if they get rid of it completely, they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot. But I also understand that everyone has a right to live in the area where they're working. You know, they have that right to do that. So I think the idea of capping it, or, you know, that you have certain amounts, you can only have a certain percentage of the properties in an area that are allowed to be holiday lets, and everything else has to be made available to local people, have rent caps. Like, there must be other ways that they can do this to ensure that people can earn a livelihood and actually live their life, not have to, as your previous caller said, get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to travel for an hour to go to work. And I'm aware we have to do this in Ireland too. It's not just a European problem. It's an Irish problem too, you know, that for a different reason, but it's a similar problem. And so I absolutely understand. I don't use Airbnb anymore because at least if I'm going to rent, I have to, it's cheaper for me to rent a house and hotel room because of the kids. But I make sure I do it with a local company.
So you are mindful of that, even if it ends up costing you a little bit more, Lucy. You're
absolutely
happy to pay for that.
I always have been. Yeah, I always have been. So, like, I mean, Airbnb had its purpose, but I think it's gone completely overboard now. And as I said, I can see it in the property prices here.
And Stephen, when you've been out talking to those protesting, I know you were in Barcelona there at the protest over the weekend, but when you're chatting to protesters, is that really what they're looking for? Just greater controls and restrictions around those operating Airbnb?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, and I think, you know, we'd be glad if, you know, if Lucy and Daniel were typical tourists, but unfortunately they're not. I mean, I think the emphasis is like that is asking the city to prioritize the people who live here, and not, you know, simply treat the city as basically a resource to make money out of people who visit it. And you know, I think, you know, Lucy was dead on that you know, you need to. Airbnb calls itself a sharing economy, but this is just not true. I mean, Airbnb is an entirely exploitative operation, and it has driven up the cost of housing in all the places that it operates. That means that people who live there cannot afford to live in their own places. The people who serve you in the hotel and the restaurant cannot afford to live in their own city. There are people who are waitresses in Mallorca who fly to Barcelona or elsewhere at the end of their shift because there's nowhere for them to stay in Mallorca. I mean, this is obviously insane. It's ecologically disastrous.
But the reality is, and if Airbnb were here, you know, a representative or a spokesperson today, they'd make the point that, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. They're not doing anything illegal. They are allowed to operate. These are the rules in the countries they're operating.
Well, that's not true, because actually lots of the Spanish government has just threatened them with a million euro fine for having 65,000 illegal, i.e. unlicensed apartments or, you know, on their register. So, I mean, that isn't the case.
The stricter controls, Airbnb, okay. So,
Airbnb, sorry, go on.
No, carry on, Stephen.
Well, I was going to say, Airbnb like to claim that this is a way for people to make ends meet, that, you know, people rent out a room to tourists so that they can, you know, make ends meet. But this is a total lie. Most of the Airbnbs are multiple apartments are owned by individuals or companies. Sometimes they own hundreds of them. So there may well be some people who let out a spare room for this end. But
I know certainly here in Ireland, I know from talking to a lot of Airbnb hosts who've previously got in touch with the programme, that is their situation. It's often the case that a lot of the Airbnb hosts here will say that they would never put their property into the long-term market, but that they're happy to do so legally. And to rent it out on an often short-term basis, for instance, here in the Emerald Isle. Lucy, it didn't deter you, though, the protests. The idea of protests didn't put you off going on holidays to Spain.
Well, it would put me off going to Mallorca. I have a friend of mine who actually is Spanish and works in a very big hotel in Ibiza. And she had asked me to come visit her. And I would put me off slightly because... It can make you very uncomfortable, particularly if you are a genuine tourist. You genuinely want to contribute to the economy. You don't want to see the locals screwed over. I can certainly see how it would be off-putting. There's been no protests in the area that I'm in. It wouldn't shock me if I heard there were protests in the area next to me. It definitely would not shock me if I heard I'm surprised they aren't protesting.
Okay, well, interesting text here from a listener who says, I go to rural villages between Malaga and Seville and they're crying out for tourists. There's one in particular, is it Olvera? Called the rural tourism capital. Ronda's another town. The links are decent from both cities as well. This texter says, it wouldn't put me off. I love to travel and I do it respectfully to the local community. We bring money and commerce to the locality, and I think the protesters are actually short-sighted when it comes to this. Yvonne Redden is a freelance journalist and travel writer. I believe you're only back from Spain, Yvonne.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I'm just back from Barcelona, actually. But, I mean, I flew into Barcelona and headed down the coast straight away, so I wasn't going into the city centre, you know, just to get away from the rat race in the city. So an hour away, you can go to these gorgeous coastal places along the coast and have a lovely... And they welcome tourists more. And
but
I think
are they
the
not less likely to have the holiday, the big holiday resorts, Yvonne, than your Costa del Sol, we'll say?
Yeah, well, and why does everyone have to go to Costa del Sol and all the normal places? There's so much more. There's so many more places to go to. I think people just have to think outside the box of the normal places and find you'll discover nicer places than the Costa del Sol and the regular places. Like along the Costa Brava is absolutely stunning. And that's where I spent the last few days. And they're all full of Spanish tourists, holidaymakers. And I didn't hear one Irish voice there. I didn't find one Irish breakfast breakfast or English breakfast in a cafe. So it's very authentic Spanish. And I think the problem is really stop marketing places like Barcelona. Market the smaller ones that need the income, that need the tourists to go there. You know, that's kind of what's gone out of hand as well. Promote the other lesser known towns and cities along the coastal, the beautiful coast that they have. It won't stop people going, but maybe just go to different ones. There's loads of choice, Andrea.
Yeah, no, I can imagine, though, Yvonne, for people maybe going on holidays this week or next and listening to and watching some of the protests that have taken place, or particularly if they're travelling over with young children for their annual, you know, summer week-long holiday, I assume some people would be a little bit anxious about going.
They will be anxious, but I don't think it's going to stop them. You know, I think they've got their holidays. That's where they always go. You know, Barcelona City Council, they are introducing measures like, you know, by 2028, all the 10,000 tourist apartment licenses will be revoked. The tourist taxes increase and it'll go up again this year. It's not going to stop people going, but maybe just fly in there and go elsewhere. You know, Girona Airport is another one that's in Barcelona and you can go off somewhere else. I think it's about thinking outside the box and going to different new places. Why not discover new places that will welcome tourists, you know?
Well, a text here says, I'm Irish, I live in the Canaries. The rents are gone mad because of tourism and I work for pennies. I had to have over 6,000 in my account. Private health insurance paid up front. I'm a waiter. Nothing here for free from the Spanish government. Absolutely zero. Another texter tells me, I currently live in the Algarve in Portugal. We've the very same problem. Lots of Northern Europeans, American, Canadians, snapping up the properties. The average wage here in Portugal is 900 euro per month. So locals can't afford to rent anywhere in the locality anymore. Mary in Galway City says the very same is happening in Galway. It's now impossible for hospitality workers to live near where they work. And well old established areas like the Clara and the West are also been decimated by Airbnb landlords. Michael is with us. Michael Vaughan is the owner of Vaughan Lodge Hotel in Lahinch in County Clare. Can you see where the locals are coming from, Michael?
Oh, I certainly can, because, you know, if you're a local in a tourism hotspot and you have a way of life, and if you're constantly finding that your neighbours are strangers right throughout the year, it becomes very disconcerting. And you know, you don't feel like you're living in a community at all. So it's that sense of displacement, I think, that people are complaining about. And, of course, here in Ireland, we're at a point where we have to start managing this whole area. And in actual fact, our government has tasked the National Tourist Board with creating a register of short-term letting properties. So that would be the first point where we'd start, so that we'd know and have a register and at least be able to manage the properties that are doing this and make sure there's a standard. And then the planning authorities need to understand that there are and should be places that are reserved for residential use. And, you know, I chime very well with that caller that was talking about waiters and hospitality workers not being able to stay where they work. That's certainly true in a lot of the places along the west coast in Ireland these days.
Are you experiencing that with staff?
Oh, 100%. It's now impossible. It's impossible really to find anywhere. You know, and anybody that has any kind of a room at all has it on Airbnb. And, you know, it is a great thing for a community on the west coast. We rely on tourism. There's about 15% of us employed in tourism up and down the coast. And lots of people use it as money for college students, money to supplement the family income. Mm. And because we're all very seasonal, you know, the tourist season is probably 6 months. There is a huge demand on being able to maximise the income you can get. But we have to try and match this up with a sensible policy on where is appropriate for Airbnb. And there are places that aren't appropriate.
Lucy, how much longer do you intend to stay in Spain?
We're here for another week.
You have another week, okay.
And I wouldn't put me off coming here next year. I love the area that we go to, and we know a lot of the locals now because myself and the kids are quite busy and we tend to get to know people.
Yeah.
So we really love it here, and we've made friends here. So, I definitely wouldn't put me off it. It would if a load of Irish English started coming here. we'd stop coming here.
Yeah, interesting text. Another listener makes the very same point. It would deter me from travelling to the likes of Spain because I understand the impact on the local people. I don't want to be part of the problem, and there's lots of other places you can go to. That's from Mary in Wicklow. This listener says, speak to those living in Lahinch, Dingle, West Cork, Connemara, Donegal. You'll all hear very similar stories. The Irish are too accepting of local people not having homes, while holiday homes and also the likes of your Airbnb homes are being rented to tourism. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. Would the anti-tourism protests across holiday destinations in Europe put you off travelling there this summer?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.